Wednesday afternoon show. It's like opening the door to your favourite room. Wednesdays 2 till 4 on Gem FM. From the desert, Lucinda Peters, Australian musician, composer, performer, just creating that little sonic moment there from the outback, from out in the very back of Australia. How about that? Isn't it such a magical place? This is Donna. Welcome to the Wednesday afternoon show. I'm here every Wednesday playing music for relaxation. It's only me in the room today. I don't have any guests, but I will be playing a lot of Australian music, so I hope you appreciate that. And I always appreciate any feedback, so don't be shy. Let me know. Our text line here at Gem FM, 0484 510 152, is the text line for Gem FM. And we haven't had haven't called out the winner yet for the marble drop. I believe that will happen. I'm told it will happen. So keep listening for the call out for the winner of the marble drop. This is Bowen Community Radio at the top of the Whit Sundays, and as usual, I'm playing, you know, that kind of acoustic music. If, you know, if it's that time of day when maybe you just want to lie back and close the eyes, well, this is the perfect room to be in with me, because this music is designed to allow you to just really let everything go and relax. And if you're working, hopefully it proves to be very easy background, easy wallpaper. I am playing a lot of Australian music, as I said, but I'm starting today with this piece. It's by Katrin Finch, who's a harpist, and this piece is Clear Sky. Hope you like it. Thank you. Wasn't that a fun ending? Kind of like a comic routine. So beginning with some harp, Katrine Finch, and that piece was called Clear Sky. And the other piece was sitar, and I think it was sitar and guitar. I'm not really sure, actually. The other piece there called Aurora. And it was from a couple of people whose names are quite difficult to pronounce. I'll give it a go. Mega Rawut and Amitineshu Dutta. It was kind of fun, a bit of a funky piece with another stringed instrument, very different to the harp. I love playing all these stringed instruments. I never used to like stringed instruments, but suddenly there's all these options now with the oud and so many older instruments that are coming into contemporary music. Even a lot of music from the Middle East is being created into a more contemporary setting as well. I've got another piece coming up featuring Katrine Finch on harp, and I'll play that shortly. This is Gem FM. You're listening to the Wednesday Afternoon Show, and I just wanted to let you know that there's winter bingo at the Wangaratta Bowls Club. Now, that's starting on the 1st of May, Friday mornings at 9:30 a.m. It's such a fun idea, you know, get along, have a bowl. Have a go with bingo, and apparently they've got jackpots, raffles and lucky tickets. I suppose you could have a bowl as well if you really wanted to. But look, there is free morning tea. That's always a bonus, isn't it? Wangaratta Bowls Club, that's in Maruna Street, Queens Beach, begins Friday morning, Friday the 1st of May. And so that's winter bingo at Wangaratta Bowls Club, May through to September. There is a number if you want to find out more about it, 4785-1197, and that's the Wangaratta Bowls Club. I'd love to know what Wangaratta means. I'll have to look it up. It's clearly an Indigenous name. Many years ago, I lived in Alice Springs, and I worked in radio there, and I worked across the road from a language centre, and at the language centre, it was an Aboriginal language centre. And in Central Australia, you may or may not know this, but most Aboriginal people speak around five languages. They speak English, and they speak a kind of a Creole, which people called Aboriginal English, and then they will speak their own language, like Yankunandjara, Pitjantjatjara, Walpuri, Anangu, a range of... And even within, sorry, not Anangu, Aranda, and even say within Aranda, there's Eastern Aranda, Western Aranda, Central Aranda. There's so many different dialects. Anyway, this particular place used to do a lot of translation for, say, if someone was writing a book or wanting to name a wine. All sorts of different things. They would go to this language centre and ask for, you know, an appropriate term. And anyway, I did hear some very, very funny stories. I don't know if I should relay them. It's probably not my place to relay them. However, one, I guess I can share this one. It's not too mean. Some of them were kind of interesting. One of the fellows I spoke to who spoke, I think, around seven languages, he was one of the main translators there, and he said, you know, a lot of white folk come in and go, or they'll go somewhere and they'll say, what do you call this place? Meaning, you know, what is it? What is this place called in your language? And he said it kind of became an in-joke amongst the translators that you could arrive somewhere and someone would look at the sign and it would literally translate as, what do you call this place? So I think on a couple of occasions, people from different towns asked for some Indigenous name to put up at a particular part of town, and they just had a bit of a joke and wrote in an Indigenous language, the meaning of what do you call this place? Anyway, it's a long story. And on Gem FM, I'll be playing lots of music from Central Australia coming up very soon. I'm going to be playing a whole lot of stuff. There's some fabulous bands there in Central Australia. Anyway, you'll get a little bit of that flavour soon. I'm just staying now in West Africa. This is Vi Faka Ture, and Viu Faka Ture is the son of Ali Faka Ture, and he's here with Karangbin, and Karangbin are actually a Thai band, but they're based in the south of the United States of America. So it's a real kind of a Cajun blend. But check this out. It's called Tongo Barra. It's a lot of fun. Oh, that might have woken you up if you had laid down for a nap. Coloured Stone, Bunna Laurie is the key person there, and he has lots of different musicians playing with him. Coloured Stone, an Aboriginal Australian band originating from the Coonabar Mission just west of Ceduna in South Australia. They had a big single in 1984, Black Boy. It was great. Just love that song. And I love the energy of that, the kind of driving drum beat. It's really fun. So Coloured Stone, I think they're still current. I haven't heard from them for a while. That particular piece was called How Can I Give You Love? It was so true, wasn't it? Sometimes you feel warm inside and sometimes you want to cry. So this the band Coloured Stone, they just use regular instruments, like obviously you heard drums and guitar, vocals, but they also use didgeridoo in some of their songs, clapsticks to play more traditional music or more traditional elements within their compositions. And they also play Bundabuthada, which is a gong stone. So they're from South Australia. Bunna Laurie is the key person there. I hope you liked that. I love the energy of the Central Australian bands. So I've got another one here. This is the Lajamanu Teenage Band. Great energy here in this short track called Echo Voices. Similar sound. that's termed a traditional piece. It's a traditional song. It's the Tichikala Desert Oaks Band. The Desert Oaks are a bit like our She Oaks, but they're slightly different. They're a desert oak. And that's Mama La Nagla, and they're singing in Pitjantjatjara. And it's basically, I mean, it sounds country, right? But it's also a gospel song. That particular band, the Tichikala Desert Oaks Band, do sing a lot of gospel music. Tichikala is a small community south of Alice Springs. So south of Alice Springs, heading down to toward the South Australian border, people speak a lot of different languages, but Yankunytjatjara, but this one is in Pitjantjatjara. And yeah, so, you know, it's kind of an interesting blend of country and that gospel with the women singing. And it translates literally as Father is listening, or listen to Father. So, yeah, you can interpret that how you like. Allah means close by. Mama or Wama is Father. And then Nara means to listen or to hear. So, yeah, that's just a little bit of Central Australian music. I might play some more as the Wednesday afternoon show goes on. I'm going to go instead now to some more produced music from is from South Australia, some is from Melbourne, with Archie Roach and Ruby Hunter. But before we go there, I just also wanted to let you know, if you love your music as I do, and anyone who listens to Gem FM would love their music, I'm sure, because we have such a great range of experts on our volunteer-led radio station, Gem FM. If you love the blues, we've got Willie T at the Crossroads. If you want to rise and shine with Sam, you get some lovely wake-up music. Country Rocks with Roxy coming back this evening after a little holiday away from the microphone, but Country Rocks will be back today with some great traditional country music. And every Tuesday afternoon, Alternative Goodness with Vanessa, playing, you know, some really good Australian music that you probably won't hear anywhere else. And that's followed by the Groove Sessions with Melody. So, so many more programs. I'll let you know as we go on about them. But so if you do love your music, you would probably love to go to the Airlie Beach Festival of Music. It's coming up in November. It's usually on around the 6th to 9th of November, and you can get a 3-day pass. And a lot of people, I know some people who went last year, and they just basically took a holiday. They had some friends who came up. They booked some accommodation in advance, and they just went from a venue to venue and listened to lots of music. They said they didn't always know who they were listening to, but they loved everything they heard, and got to eat out at lots of different places. So if you just want a kind of mini holiday, or an opportunity maybe to invite some of your southern friends to Airlie Beach, it's the Airlie Beach Festival of Music coming up from the 6th to the 9th of November. It's now in its 14th year, one of the more successful festivals, actually, when you see how the Byron Bay Blues Festival has kind of not really lasted, having made a lot of money, no doubt. But now in its 14th year, the Airlie Beach Festival of Music features more than 60 acts across 15 venues. They have a main stage on the water's edge at the Whitsunday Sailing Club. So there'll be big name acts, and also you can discover new talent as well. And everything's within easy walking distance. There's a fabulous atmosphere, and it's like an ultimate musical holiday, a tropical escape, and a party all in paradise. So check out Airlie Beach Festival of Music website for the great lineup of talent, and get in early with your ticket. The ticket sales are available very soon. Okay, so to Melbourne now. This is Archie Roach. This is one of his big hits, From Paradise.
In the river land, born of her mother, into her mother's hands.
was free, as the river was wild. She was so innocent, such a beautiful child. Institutions, what could they do with this child? Where was the neat solution? But there was nothing they could do, so they gave her to the streets, and she joined all the rest of the hungry and the tired feet. I
Ruby Hunter, Naranjeri Woman from South Australia, and before that, Archie Roach, They Took Her Away. I think he was singing about Ruby. Sadly, both Archie and Ruby are no longer with us in physical form, but their music lives on, and I really love their music. It's Indigenous music of a different kind. The music I played earlier was very much from that freshwater country in Central Australia, and a lot of Aboriginal people living in the more coastal regions around Adelaide and Melbourne were taken away, and therefore, their music's kind of a little bit more in that English style, Western style, you might say, whatever that means. Look, this is the Wednesday afternoon show, getting a little bit philosophical here. I'm Donna, and I'm here till four today. I hope you're enjoying the show. Normally I play lots of very languid music, you know, music you can sway to, sleep to, put the baby to sleep to, but I'm just going a bit more lyrical today. I really felt called, it was Easter, and I really felt called to really honour the land. I guess that's my religion as nature. I guess that's my saviour. That's how when I feel sort of down, I go for a swim in the ocean or a walk in the bush and I feel better. And I was reminded as I was swimming in the ocean and walking in the bush, I was reminded of my time in Central Australia and some of the amazing music. You know, the live music there is a very vibrant scene. And it was when I was there. So, yeah, I thought, I'll bring some of it onto the radio. You might let me know what you think. 0484 510 152. That's the Gem FM text line, 0484 510 152. And you're here on Gem FM, Bowen Community Radio. We're all volunteers here, and you know, you can become a member for only $10, and it would really support the station. If you love what we do, or perhaps you just enjoy the station in general, please think about going onto the website. It's easy to fill out a form. You can do it electronically or print it out and send it in. It's $10. And that membership fee does really help to keep the station going. There's lots of fees and license fees and so on. So, we'd really appreciate your support if you wanted to become a member. And pretty soon we'll be back at the markets. That's the Bowen Community Markets. They're every Sunday. And we might even be there on Sunday, the 24th of May. There's a celebration for Volunteer Week at the Bowen Community Markets on Sunday, the 24th of May. So come along if you want to meet some of us, and other volunteer organisations will also be present. And, you know, the idea is to highlight the extraordinary work undertaken by local groups. And there are a lot of groups here in Bowen run by volunteers, not just Gem FM. So if you have ever considered volunteering, and this is the perfect place to explore your options, you can come along and speak to different reps and ask questions and find out how you can contribute to a group of perhaps that interests you, maybe the Bowen Community Centre, or maybe Gem FM. So it's the Sunday 24th of May, and the expo will feature non-profit pop-up booths and interactive experiences, all designed to inspire action and foster a stronger, more connected community. Hope to see you there, Sunday the 24th of May at the Bowen Community Markets. Well, in playing some Indigenous music of Australia, I was reminded how much I loved Tabaran. This is the music of Papua New Guinea from George Telec, and it was produced by David Bridie of Not Drowning Waving. David Bridie has a new album out. I may play some of that, but I wanted to go back to this piece. David Bridie went to Papua New Guinea, made a lot of recordings, but this particular track, Tabaran, which I think from memory, Tabaran means market or marketplace, like a meeting place, Tabaran. He found this, I mean, there's a lot of music there as well. How would we know? But David Bridie went and found and made this album, which was called Tabaran. This is the sound, the title track from George Telec and David Bridie, Tabaran.
Maratina tana tebaran goati Igamanga buru tunara pakai vet Uy warwatut, warwatut Uy warwatut, warwatut Uy warwatut, warwatut Ngalanam ramarum goati Dinatai kwana bokyatati Merala urmang mangana wakilangati Uwarwatut warwarwatut Uwarwatut Uy, warwatut, warwarwatut Duragui gabiti bagor mangana time Lepidata di retamagit Navanarikai pi redatati
Uy, barbatut, barbatut. One, two, three, four.
Hey, Zed Charles. Happy birthday, Zed. Some Australian music there from Zed Charles. He's playing tonight. If you're interested, check out his Insta page, Zed Charles. He's a local musician playing somewhere tonight. I can't tell you exactly where. I've been trying to find out, but if I find out, I'll let you know. But if you want to hear some great blues, some great original music, Zed Charles will be performing tonight. And that was him from his album Hear My Word. Hey Hey was the song. And before that we heard a really beautiful, I thought it was beautiful anyway, cello piece from an Australian-based musician, an Australian-born musician. She's called the Wong Janice. She's based in Amsterdam, but she's an Australian-born music producer. She's a classically trained cellist based in Amsterdam, and she plays a lot of cello, obviously, but she produces it often. And that particular piece was called Birds of Melbourne. So she recorded that piece with Birdsong of Melbourne. And she also plays a lot of music for for meditation and for relaxation. So if that's your thing, if you want something to just put on as you glide into that easy rest, the Wong Janice, it's just got some fabulous stuff. She's got a lot of music out there, a lot of it available on YouTube. And Tabaran at the top there from George Talek of Papua New Guinea. Well, I thought I'd go back to some more really easy, without lyrics. What's it called? Instrumental music. That's it. Going to some instrumental music now, just for a couple of tunes. And here on the Wednesday afternoon show, I just also wanted to let you know that coming up later on today at 5 o'clock, Country Rocks with Roxy, and that's till 7, playing some great traditional country music, and I always get those words combined, and sorry about that. So that's 5 p.m. today if you love your traditional country music. Gem FM's the place to be. And following that, Willie T at the Crossroads, Nothing But the Blues. And there is nothing about the blues that Willie T doesn't know. He really knows his stuff. So if you want to you know, just enjoy a bit of blues music in the evening. So instead of just sitting in front of the old screen, you know, just a nice little bit of audio. Willie T at the Crossroads, 7 till 9 p.m. And tomorrow, Thursday, we have Jude's Gems at 10. What have we got this week? I think it could be Love Your Garden. Not sure. Yeah, could be Love Your Garden. Jude's Love Your Garden at 11. And coming up Thursday afternoon, 5 o'clock, Blast from the Past with Mac. Perfect opportunity to pull up a chair and get a cool drink and just listen to some great tunes that Mac plays, Blast from the Past. Roxy will be here on Friday as well, 10 o'clock, and that's what's happening in and around Bowen and the Whitsundays. All happening right here on Gem FM, our text line 0484 510 152. Please let us know if you want to become a member. You know, you can just hop on the website, that's easy enough to do, or if you have any thoughts, please don't be shy. 0484 510 152. This is kind of where ambient music started. It was from a French artist called Eric Satie, and he kind of dubbed his music, a bit tongue-in-cheek, music for rearranging furniture. In other words, you know, music for doing kind of nothing in particular. Gymnopédie number one, and this is Katia Bunashtikifi. I'm sorry if I pronounced that incorrectly. I'll try and get my tongue around that name. Buniatishivi. Katia Buniatishivi. And this is Gymnopédie number one. Thank you.
yela karanda bala boyo yela odu bala yela karanda bala boyo yela odu bala ila ila aidallahu mama nuras Ali kumina jeginati, dini bada sunana. Ali savaisa jeginati, dini bada sunana. Ante yedala idadu, sumanangado, namankari yadedado. Karanda bala bunso yela odu bala Yamai tiye kori basina ba anda bala mintia Mali tanda rapotu wana bale keo kadatina Karanda bala bunso yela odu bala Yela karanda bala bunso yela odu bala Nyamoi titie kori bashina ba Anna bala mingia Karanda bala bunso yela odu bala Yela karanda bala bunso yela odu bala Karanda bala bunso yela odu bala Bajina ba anna bala mingia male kanda rapodu wana bale keo kanati karanda bala bunso yela odu bala karanda bala bunso yela Bala bunso yela odu bala Karanda bala bunso yela odu bala Karanda bala bunso yela odu bala
Ali Faka Ture, that piece, Kanona, it's a traditional piece and it was arranged and adapted by Alifaka Ture. It's a song of the Bozo people of Mopti. This is in Mali in West Africa. And the song of the Bozo people of Mopti used to accompany the workers when fishing in the dry season. A whole village will work together and men will paddle long canoes, the nets trailing in the waters. And men and women will take the ends of the nets and walk along the riverbanks. Everyone sings, the rhythm setting the pace for the men to paddle. And that piece was sung in Bozo, Kanaona, from Ali Faka Ture. That's a piece from his 1990 album called The River. Ali Faka Ture, sadly no longer with us on the planet. Before that we had Jimna Bidi number one, and that was from the piano player there, Katia Buniatishvili. It's a big Russian name, I think, and I'm sorry if I've mispronounced it. Erik Satie, of course, the composer from, that was from the very, it was like about 1901, the very first year of the 20th century, and it was just such new music, that kind of, the pause, the notes that weren't, you know, people were used to very orchestrated and very, busy music, I guess, music that had a lot of notes, and this was really paring it back and, I guess, set the path for what we now know is there are so many subgenres of ambient music, and that's from Paris, France. This is, we heard earlier from Katrin Finch, who was playing harp, and now this is the kora. You would have heard the kora in that piece I just played from Ali Faka Ture. The kora is a kind of a gourd, a dried out vegetable with a long neck, a very long neck. It's only got about three strings. So it's got a really cute, very sweet lyrical sound. The kora, K-O-R-A. And this is kora meets pipa. And the pipa is a similar looking instrument from China, but different. It's, again, it's got that long neck and not many strings. And this is a kora master and a pipa master kind of jamming, basically. Kora meets pipa. Thank you. was the Eastern Aranda Band, I Had a Dream, singing there in Eastern Aranda. And before that, Cora Meets Pippa. And I was mentioning how it's a collaboration between two virtuosos, the Chinese pipa virtuoso Gao Hong and Senegalese kora master Kadayali Kuyeti. Their music merges traditional Chinese and West African styles, creating a new form of world music. It was an improvised duet. But the idea, they made an album, it's called Terikunda, and that was in 2023, meaning friendship in the Mandinka language. So the whole idea about merging those cultural backgrounds and blending their musical instruments is to kind of create this, not just a cross-cultural musical dialogue, but to promote, I guess, compassion and peace between different cultures, to show, you know, friendship can, well, obviously through music, friendship can merge. But, yeah, so their idea was to promote compassion and peace. And that reminded me of, as you might know, some of you might know, I teach yoga and meditation, and it reminded me of a great yoga teacher, Swami Vishnu Devananda. And he said, let us teach the children the real value in their lives, not about machine guns, not mere mathematics and science. Teach them also about how to control their minds. You can only experience happiness or peace by bringing your mind under control. And the highest form of positive thinking, he says, is love thy neighbour as thyself. He says, thought is not just imagination, it's a real force for change. So there's some thoughts from Swami Vishnu Devananda. And you're on Gem FM. I'd love to have your feedback on today's show. Thanks, Chip, for listening in. Appreciate that. I've got a piece here for you, Chip. I'm going to play it. Yeah, coming up. This is for you. Massive Attack, Protection, Better Things.
Thank you.
Everything But the Girl, part acoustic, part electronic, featuring Tracy Thorne on vocals and Ben Watt on guitar, bassist Rex Horan. They were big in the 90s, and they last year in 2025 they started kind of retouring, just doing very small intimate shows at London's Moth Club. Would love to be there and seen that. I really enjoy their music. I like that kind of, it's a spare sound, but it's got a lot going on. Anyway, they have a new best of compilation. It's just come out recently. I've seen quite a lot of promotion for it. It's a 2026 vinyl reissue, a best of. I think they've reissued Fuse from 2023. And there's also a deluxe CD. Who plays CD? Interesting. Deluxe CD reissue of Eden and Amplified Heart also coming in this year, 2026. Everything But the Girl. Before that, Everybody Moves, Died Pretty from Sydney. They were, you know, I remember them well in Sydney, part of that alternative music scene. They were just Around 2002, some of the members reunited on a number of occasions for short tours, and they did do a tour with Radio Birdman in June, July of 2017. So Died Pretty were big in 1990. They had a few albums, really more on the alternative side of things. They never really kind of made it in the big mainstream, which is probably to their credit, really. The rock historian Ian McFarlane said that they unashamedly plundered rock's past to arrive at an original sound that was always passionate, atmospheric and uplifting. And I agree with that. I think Died pretty fun. And before that, Massive Attack, Protection and Better Things. And it was talking a bit about peace and love, all those things that help to make the world go round. And I thought I'd just read you something else from the yoga teacher Swami Vishnu Devananda. He says that true brotherhood and peace can exist only where there are strong and self-controlled leaders to set an example to their people. He says not until the leaders have inner peace can they hope to establish global peace. And that's really interesting because he wrote this kind of while back. He died in 1993, so he wrote it a long time ago, kind of prescient, really. You're on Gem FM. This is Bowen Community Radio. I'm Donna. You're listening to the Wednesday afternoon show. I'm here every Wednesday, usually playing kind of laid-back music, but I like to play music that I think is worth hearing again. Hope you're enjoying the tunes. And coming up at 5, we have Country Rocks with Roxy and then Willie T at the Crossroads, 7 till 9 p.m. this evening. So stick around. There's lots of great music. And if you just want to rest your eyes, I don't know about you, but I kind of find looking at devices for too long hurts my eyes. So if you just want to lay back, maybe sit back, enjoy this beautiful breeze, there's some great music coming up right here on Gem FM and also Jude's Gems tomorrow at 10. And I think at 11 we have Jude's Love Your Garden. Not sure about that. But if you tune in at 10, you will find out. So lots of great shows coming up. Tomorrow evening, Blast from the Past with Mac. And Friday evenings, Troy has a fab show called Static Fanatic, and that's 7 till 9 p.m. So if you're with your friends hanging out on a Friday evening and you just can't think of the right playlist, tune in to Troy. He plays some cool tunes, Static Fanatic, 7 till 9 p.m. And that's Friday evening, but Friday morning at 10, Roxy will be here with what's happening in and around Bowen and the Whitsundays. Let's go back to the music now. I also wanted to let you know the Airlie Beach Festival of Music. Their tickets are on sale. Their website's up. If you want to check it out and get in early for the Airlie Beach Festival of Music, that's happening 6th to the 9th of November, and it's now in its 14th year. So the festival features more than 60 acts across 15 venues, their main stage on the water's edge down there at the Whitsunday Sailing Club at Airlie Beach. So you can cruise along with your friends watching big name acts and find some new talent as well, all within easy walking distance. Great atmosphere, kind of like a musical holiday. So get in early, check it out, the Airlie Beach Festival of Music website for the lineup of talent and ticket sales. Okay, back to the music. This is Cesaria Evora. She's from Cabo Verde. I'll have to look that up. Cesaria Evora. She's singing in a kind of a Portuguese Creole, and this is Saudade. Cape Verde, that's what it is, Cape Verde, Cabo Verde.
Quem mostrava esse caminho longe, esse caminho passou do meio. Passando meio saudade, 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 diz minha terra, listening cloud. Quem mostrava esse caminho longe? Quem mostrava esse caminho longe? Esse caminho passando bem. Tanto nem saudade, 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 diz minha terra, sunny cloud. Saudade, 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 diz minha terra, sunny cloud. Se vou escrever, muito a escrever. Se vou esquecer, muito a esquecer. Até dia que vou voltar. Se vou escrever, muito a escrever. Se vou esquecer, muito a esquecer. Até dia que vou voltar. Saudade, 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 desde minha terra, sunny cloud.
Young girls, they do get weary wearing that same old shaggy dress, yeah. But when she gets weary, try a little tenderness, yeah. You know she's waiting, just anticipating a thing that she'll never, 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 never forget. Yeah. But while she's there waiting, and without them, try a little tenderness. It's not just sentimental, no, no, no. She has her grief and care, yeah, yeah, yeah. But the soft words, they are spoke so gentle, yeah. It makes it easier, easier to bear, yeah. You won't regret it, no, no. Young girls, they don't forget it. Love is their home, happiness.
Thievery Corporation, Soledad. It's kind of a bit of a bookend because before that you heard Otis Redding, Try a Little Tenderness. That's for Max. What a great song. What a voice. I mean, so much passion. But at the top I played Soledad, Cesaria Evora, and Soledad is kind of a Cape Verde Creole of the Portuguese word S-A-U-D-A-D-E, Soledad, basically meaning a kind of melancholic longing. And it's a bit like the fado, the Portuguese music, the fado, I think they call it. And in the Cape Verde tradition, there was a similar type of music, a kind of melancholic people, especially workers who would leave Cape Verde to go and work, and then they would have this kind of longing for their homeland, for Cape Verde. I believe Cape Verde, I haven't really looked it up, but I have a feeling Cape Verde is off the west coast of Africa. Someone might tell me if I'm wrong. 0484 510 152, Cape Verde. It's a genre called Morna, M-O-R-N-A, and it's kind of characterized, you know, by a longing, intense melancholy, similar to the Portuguese fado, very heartfelt. And Cesaria Evora sang that song. She popularized, it's a traditional song. She sang, it's a Cape Verdean song, and she popularized it in 1992. It was a great, I love her album. I listened to it a lot. But sadly, again, Cesaria Evora no longer with us. But thanks to the, I think they're a Washington, Seattle-based duo, Thievery Corporation. That was their little fun version of it that you just heard, and with Otis Redding there in the middle from way, way back, probably in the 60s. On Gem FM, this is the Wednesday afternoon show. I'm Donna, and just wanted to let you know, coming up at the Wangaratta Bowls Club is Winter Bingo. That'll be beginning Friday the 1st of May through to the end of September. And yeah, if you want to get into some bingo, they've got jackpots, raffles, lucky tickets, and free morning tea. Now, that's one reason to turn up, isn't it? At the Wangaratta Bowls Club at Queen's Beach, Bowen. If you'd like more information, it's the number to ring is 4785 1197. So come and play Winter Bingo at the Wangaratta Bowls Club, Friday mornings 9:30, beginning Friday the 1st of May. And that'll come around soon enough, won't it? Oh my goodness, the year is just flashing by. So, you know, reading a few bits and pieces from yoga teacher Swami Vishnu Devananda. He says, yogis say there is nowhere to run to. If you want to find happiness, stay where you are. If you want to find happiness, look within yourself. The kingdom of heaven is within you. This is the peace that passeth all understanding. And that's just from a little book called Peace that Swami Vishnu Devananda wrote. He died in 1993, so it's quite an old set of ideas, but I guess, you know, classic and true ideas always find their way into the modern world. Let's stay with some music. This is Max Richter. Max Richter's been doing a lot of soundtrack lately. He did the soundtrack for Hamlet. Oh, speaking of films, a few of us went to see the Hail Mary Project. What an uplifting film. I mean, talking about peace and compassion, cooperation, consciousness. Look, this film, it's very long. Be prepared if you do go to see it. It's a good 3 hours. Ryan Gosling plays a science teacher who somehow ends up in space as an astronaut, and he meets an alien. It's a puppet called Rocky. Kind of looks like looks a bit like an octopus that would be shaped like a rock. It's all very geometric. However, the crux of the film is that, you know, we can cooperate, we can get along, we can work with each other's strengths. And even though there might be annoying features about each other, we can actually work together for the peace of all. And, yeah, I'm still buzzing from it. I went to see it on Sunday, I think it was. Yeah, it's just really surprisingly good film. the Hail Mary project with Ryan Gosling. And I believe there was a real puppeteer actually moving the alien puppet Rocky around. It was pretty cute. Okay, Max Richter, he did the soundtrack for Hamnet. A lot of people didn't like it. Some reviewer called it grief porn. Shadows of Shakespeare. However, this is from an earlier work of his called Vladimir's Blues from 2018.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm not sure what I think of that. It's sort of easy to hear the tune, Hey Joe, Jimi Hendrix tune, played there by Josko Stefan. He's a German jazz guitarist, and he's known for his interpretations of classical jazz and pop standards in the style of gypsy jazz. I mean, yeah, it makes you want to just listen to the original Hendrix, doesn't it? I usually would have played some, but I'm running out of time. So this is the Wednesday afternoon show. I'm here till 4, which is rapidly approaching. Josko Stefan Trio there with Hey Joe. Love it. Absolutely love it. Well, thanks for your company today. I'll be back next week, the Wednesday afternoon show. It's like opening the door to your favourite room. Come in, join me. You're most welcome. 0484 510 152 is the text line. Please text in any requests or things you like, things you don't like. All good. And I believe the marble drop draw will be happening shortly or soon. So yeah, stay tuned, keep listening. Coming up later today, Country Rocks with Roxy at 5, followed by Willie T at the Crossroads. I'll see you next week. I'm going to leave you with one of my favorite pieces. It's a mantra, it's in Sanskrit, and it's Parvati Panchakam from Sounds of Isha. Hope you like it.
Darling. soon.
You want to hear 95.1 Gem FM.